Welcome to the Beis Avad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rav Eliezer Cohn, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and Rosh Koil of Koil Chesh Mishpat Lakewood in Cleveland.
We speak a lot about cash as we discuss the kinyan of kesef in kinyanim. But there are a lot of substitutes today for cash. I mean, you don't typically see people walking in and making purchases with suitcases full of cash. There's usually the credit cards, checks, wires. How does the Torah look at these as it pertains to the kinyan of kesef?
So it's not only to how it pertains to the kinyan of kesef, it's the actual, all these kinyanim are recognized in halacha. And the reason is, like we spoke before, that the custom, the minhag hamakom, is something that's recognized, and especially in the area of kinyanim. But today there's constantly new kinds of kinyanim that are coming up. So one of the common kinyanim is purchasing online. You know, you click I accept or whatever it is, you're paying with your credit card. So how does it work? How does a credit card payment work? How do checks work? So all these are extensively discussed in Paiskim. To put it really short, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara is brought down, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Siman Reish Aleph in Chesh Mishpat, that the case over there was that there was a fellow or people, a market, that the way it would work is they would store barrels of wine, and the retailers would come buy from these people, these wholesalers, and they wouldn't take the barrels with them. They would simply mark off which barrels are going to go to Reuven, the retailer, or to Shimon, or whoever, different sections in their warehouse. And they would mark, let's say, an X or a line or whatever it was on the barrels. And then they knew that those are going to be shipped out to the retailer. So the Gemara says that though making those marks on the barrels are considered a kinyan. And it's this concept is known as setumta. Setumta means a kinyan that was accepted as a common kinyan in the market, and therefore this marking on the barrels, Raisha Malgabe Chavis, is considered a kinyan. In the diamond practice, we know Mazel Bracha. Mazel Bracha is your classic setumta. They say that even the non-Jews use it. It's a kind of kinyan, and it's recognized, and it's recognized in halacha, because that's the custom. So halacha recognizes the custom. So credit cards, generally speaking, and online purchases, generally speaking, will boil down to the concept of setumta in some shape or form. Checks can also be used as a setumta. Checks can also be used as a shtar. Now, used as a shtar is already an earlier discussion in Paiskim. Is it a shtar chay, or maybe it's even cash? Maybe checks are cash. So I heard from a chashav yid. He told me that it depends which country you're in. If in Eretz Yisrael, for example, where you get a penalty if you'll cancel a check. So therefore, the check is something that's much more real, because it's not an acceptable thing to stop a check. In America, where it's an acceptable thing to stop a check, you just pay the fee. So over here, it would not be viewed as cash. In Eretz Yisrael, it would be viewed as cash because it's something you don't stop. And therefore, it's known, I think they say in the name of B'yashiv, that a check could be looked at as cash. It's brought down in a few different places in the name of B'yashiv. So therefore, that's another reason. Now, if the check is going to have the problem of cash as far as Chazal's takana, that's also a discussion in and of itself. But we could use, without a doubt, any of these forms of kinyanim as a setumta, if that was our intention. And as we mentioned from the Mishpat Shalom, a tremendous chiddush, that even cash itself, if it's usually done in that market, it can also be viewed as a setumta. And even though Chazal took away kinyan kesef, but when used as a setumta, it would allow it to be used. Now, this is very powerful because this can work, according to the Pesachei Tshuva and Siman Reish Aleph, this can work even on something that's a loy bol olam, something that's not even here. You're going to sell me all that esregim that your paradis is going to grow. There's no esregim yet. A setumta will work because it could work even a loy bol olam according to some shitas which are brought in Pesachei Tshuva, and therefore it's a very powerful form of kinyan. And I believe that for this reason, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings the halachas of kinyan, doesn't discuss any kinyanim except the ethics behind kinyanim, because kinyanim today are really relegated to the current market practice. And most, in practical terms, what we need to know in kinyanim is that if you're doing a valid market kinyan, it's going to have the status of a kinyan. Yeah.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beisavad.org.